Wisconsin's numbers have been consistently low compared to the national average. The achievement gap hasn't narrowed in 20 years. Other states at the bottom for reading scores among Black 8th graders are Mississippi and Alabama. NPR's education correspondent Claudio Sanchez says the results don't surprise him.
I think we're showing what most people already know, and that is that poor urban Black and Latino kids are way behind white and Asian kids.
Sanchez says the NAEP tests are designed to expose significant problems at the state level.
If you're seeing big gaps, persistent gaps that are decades old in some states like Wisconsin.
Sanchez notes a number of states raised their testing and academic criteria when they began implementing Common Core standards. They aim to provide a consistent framework to prepare kids for college and the workforce. Wisconsin introduced Common Core in 2010. Full implementation is expected to be completed next year. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction acknowledges it needs to help all students succeed. Spokesman John Johnson says he's confident there will be positive results from the rollout of Common Core.
At the national level, the federal government pointed to 8 states that have already implemented the Common Core and that all 8 states saw gains in their student achievement.
Johnson says the state must be vigilant in its commitment to educating large numbers of poverty-stricken students. Republican State Representative Steve Castell is chairman of the Assembly Education Committee. He worked with DPI on the implementation of Governor Walker's literacy initiative in 2012. Castell says he believes, in time, things will turn around.
Better screening in every classroom. For very early learners, and the state is providing the funds for that and the tool so we can have a consistent screening of young students to find out who may or may not, who might need additional help to get them on track so that they can become proficient readers.
Castell credits DPI with being involved daily with the Milwaukee Public Schools as it aims to improve test scores. He believes MPS also has made better decisions recently with its curriculum and teacher training opportunities. We contacted MPS for reaction to the latest NAEP report. The district declined, saying the figures show statewide results, not numbers specific to Milwaukee. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.